They're going to start playing some great tunes and opening for us. We're going to go on and around closer to 10:30.
Well, Jinx is getting a lot of buzz after Battle of the Bands, I think, over at Clark, right? Yeah. Have you seen them? I didn't get to see them.
Yeah. And Ross and I have actually seen them twice, and they've been fantastic both times. Yeah, great energy, great stage presence.
Jinx, they put on a great show. They are such a great, great act. And we also have Color Theory on the bill, too, who are amazing, too. They're back. So,
like, I don't want to call them seasoned, but yeah, like, they've kind of been around for a little bit, too, playing the shows locally. So this is going to be good.
Yeah. Color Theory and Jinx are, it's going to be a great bill. It's going to be a really fun night of music. Recommend coming at around 8:30. Come see all the music. Come support all the bands coming out.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. And I, you know, I've got this one song ready to play afterwards, but I have some Carnelian questions. Specifically Carnelian questions. What is going on with the recording process? That is the question. You knew that was the question.
A drummer.
Yeah, so it's a fun one. We actually stopped by the studio and Rue helped us out with some drum tracking. But the process right now is we have a new song on the way, and we will be playing it tonight. It's called Susie, and we're very excited about it. Has some new styles of playing. And some switch-ups, which we're looking forward to. But currently, we're just making sure everything's in the right places. And then we're going to have it mastered. And it should be on the way closer to Queen's Homecoming.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we'll talk about Hoka in a minute. Because you guys are all students. You have class to get to, right? Yeah. Some of you have class right now. I see your phone.
Duncan might be skipping class.
Duncan
right
is attending a class listening. Currently. Just sign in. It's good. But, Hoko is actually a good time. And did you do a backyard show last year? Did you do any of that?
We did.
Yes. Okay. I mean, how much trouble did you get in?
Well, we attempted one at St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And we got about 5 songs in before that was shut down. But that was on the condition that no fines were issued, which we were very appreciative for. But we tried again after in April, and it went better. We had a lot of good friends come out in April.
Homecoming went great. I think we played for like an hour and a half or something.
That's good. Now, are you a Hoko or a Foco band?
I think it'll be Foco because I'm not even sure that I'm here for homecoming.
This year we are probably or could be a Foco band, but
I mean we're not putting any officialness into anything.
No idea yet. No.
Yeah, show dates for those weekends to be announced.
How's it going with school and all of this? I mean, this is the older person in me, the parent in me, but like, seriously, like how are you guys doing? Because it's a lot to manage. A lot of bands before you've come and done this, but how has it been going this past year with all of it?
For me as the music student, it's great. This is just another little element that I can try and incorporate into my life here in Kingston. But you know, my mom always reminds me that I'm here for a reason and school definitely comes first, but it's going well.
You don't have to say.
Well, that's the truth. So.
My mom says the exact same thing.
Oh my God. So. Okay. I'm giving that energy. I can feel that in your responses, but you're able to do it. Like you can do this. Clearly you are. But what are some of the sacrifices?
I'd say on show days like today, I'm doing no work whatsoever just because of how jazzed up I am to play the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's exciting. And I'm sure like, even if you had something to read in front of you, you're not going to process it.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Not getting
recorded. I tried to get some stuff done last night and the only thing I have today is actually jazz ensemble at the Isabel.
It's just like a little fun.
Music on music.
Okay. So I love it when a band names a song after a girl, if it's a bunch of boys in the band. Is there a Susie? Is she figurative? Literally? Could she be in the audience scorned? What's going on here?
Probably not tonight, but our fearless leader, Grayson, would tell you all about her. She's quite the figure that he met on vacay one year.
Okay.
Susie was met in Cuba one year and is never to be seen again, as far as I know.
Oh, so she won't be at the front looking at all of you at the mansion. Like, what the hell? You just wrote it. Okay.
Unless she transports her way over here.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
Rumor has it she's in the country, but we're not sure.
Oh my God, you've just called out to her, you know that, right? Amazing.
Susie, if you're listening.
Susie. Hey, it wouldn't be the first time we've had a few bands locally name it for a person, or it might be a pseudonym, but they figure it out.
That's true.
It's good. It's good. You do covers, obviously. Do you talk about how to switch that up and what's been working well for the audience and so on?
Yeah, I mean, lots of covers. We'll take the ORT concert, for example. That was a great set of and you know, a variety of pieces and songs. But just looking out at the crowd, I got mixed reactions from certain songs, like Cage the Elephants, you know, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, versus Killers' Mr. Brightside. Like, still always grooving, and people were loving the covers. But we were excited to switch things up and just try a new set and some new songs this year.
Okay, so Madison has just rolled into the station. You're such a trooper. Like, I feel I see you every day now.
No, I'm really all in it. But nice to see you guys again.
Long time no see.
They were just talking about Orientation Week, the whole concert, the whole thing. You were there. Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
No, guys, you were great. Seriously.
Thank you.
No, I feel like I've said it to you so many times, but no, you seriously brought a crowd that was standing in the rain at the end of a long, long week, and you brought the energy up, and yeah, they were really happy about it, and so was I.
Yeah, well, that's easy. Right, yeah. Yeah.
We had the best time ever, you know, and we're also really thankful for you, Madison, on all your great articles written on us.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot.
Okay, so I'm going to say it on the air. Like, we talked about the reviews from last year's show, and we were like, we got to get someone in there who knows the bands, knows music, has done this before, like, is tuned in a little bit, and yeah. Great assignment.
Thanks, guys.
That's a Madison appreciation moment, but yeah.
Absolutely.
So good. But yeah, you knew what you were talking about.
Oh, thank you, guys. Just rolled in here and...
wake up! Challenging. Let's go. It's positive space.
No, don't let me stop you. Carry on where you left off.
But there's a lot of fun to being on a big stage like that, right? Like, you get to watch the sound guy, and like, you're kind of nervous, and you get a lot from that one show of like, oh, professionalism timing and sound checks
audio.
And quality audio.
Audio. That was a huge difference. We could really hear ourselves and hear each other in those wedges. It was unreal. Great sound quality.
I mean, even stupid little things like having the big screen behind you with our logo on it was just insane.
It was all just amazing production, I think. That was the biggest thing for me, was the production, having the screen, having all the sound equipment, having all the amazing top-tier amps was just one of the best things. It was such a game changer for us with our sound.
I remember hearing, like, the process of being chosen for one of these bands. It's really sort of up in the air, like little discussions around campus about how this all went down, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not like a big email moment. It's actually a lot of conversations that were happening about how you got the spot.
Yeah, Grayson had a few friends, and he eventually contacted the concert organizer. I don't know, and he just thought that our group would be a great fit for the setting, and well. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah, and I want to echo something Grayson said yesterday to Madison, is that because of all of our great friends, and they reached out to the coordinator of ORT2 to kind of give us a great recommendation, said we would be a great fit, and that would not have been possible if we didn't have such amazing friends that support the band, come out to our shows, put in a good name, and anything along those lines.
But that's the problem with the Frosh concert, is none of them can go. Right?
Yeah, like
that's
that
the thing
tough.
That you know you're playing for 17 and 18 year olds who are like, who is this? Is Lizzo playing? Like, well, I don't know.
Right? They thought Ice Spice would be on.
Oh, yeah.
Some of our great friends who heard our sets and watched us play, and they couldn't come. They were pretty disappointed, but still they were very, very, very happy to give us a recommendation to all the ORT coordinators, which was so amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like that really sums up what it's like to be in the sort of Kingston music world as well. Like, it really, like, a lot does rely on the word of mouth and, like, who's heard you play and who's heard your nice guys too. So it's, yeah, I don't know, it really is a testament to you guys and, you know, like, not only your skill, but also, like, the fact that you're good people to work with and that, you know, you show up on time and, like, things like that as well really matter. So I feel like you guys are setting a really good standard for yourselves, like, going forward. So that's awesome. But also, you've created, like, a new, like, generation, I suppose, of people who like your music, which must be a good feeling. How's that?
Yeah, no, that's really awesome. I mean, we're so happy that we get to, like, welcome these folks to the university with some awesome music on, like, you know, the first weekend. It was just an amazing feeling. Although we won't see some of them, you know, tonight at the Mansion, for example, hoping that, you know, in the new year, they'll start to crawl around to the bars and come
and
see
they
us.
They might try tonight. You never know.
And well, if you ever play the Boom Factory, it's all ages. So
that's true. We did play there once last year.
Great sound too. Yeah, great sound equipment. Great everything. Love the sound there.
I mean, you played so many shows last year, right? Yeah. And but that really hones in the skills. But do you, like, I feel already like you guys want to play fewer shows.
Yeah,
you want to play fewer shows. Make people hungry.
Yeah, I think the goal is to play a little less shows and then kind of make the shows as big and energetic as we possibly can. Put them in like we're headlining tonight, but I think there's also fewer, big things on the horizon. So
fewer shows, but definitely some more recording process. And we're excited.
Yeah, that's another big thing, kind of getting in. Maybe we're starting to work on an EP or letting on a couple singles are really important to us this year. I think that's something we really want to put our time and effort into. So
it's a good give the fans something that they can sing back to. Well, they already did, even at the Frosh concert, which I think is pretty impressive. But yeah, tell me how you're feeling for tonight. I know it's a big day.
Yeah, again, really excited. It's going to be a fun one. We got a great group of support. In terms of our friends and in terms of the audience, we have lots of friends coming out. And I know that the other bands were able to sell some tickets and advertise it a little bit, but we're really looking forward and things are looking A-OK right now.
Mm-hmm. And any originals on the lineup tonight as well?
Yes, we do have a few. Our standards include Find a Way, 28th of May, Susie, Lines, and
we're releasing. Well, we're not sorry. We're not releasing one, but we're previewing one tonight too. A new original.
One, so yes.
Testing don't want to give too much away tonight or on the. But you'll hear tonight the new original. We're really proud of it, and we're really excited to play it and hear the crowd reaction to it.
Well, amazing! People will have to come and see. And tickets still available, or are they all sold out?
Yeah, a few. There are a few left.
Okay, everyone, you heard it here. Buy your tickets now. But also we've got Rue here in the station as well. It's a full house. Everyone's turned up for a bit of Carnelian. But anything you want to ask the band, Rue?
No, we're very excited for your show tonight. We know that you're tracking some stuff. And I think, can we say this? We know because.
We know because Rue helped us out in the studio. Shout out, Rue. It was amazing. I have a small token of our appreciation for you after this. But yes, we started tracking.
Yeah,
songs.
You guys have been in the studio. We know that like some stuff has been laid down. So we'll probably see music soon.
Yes.
But if people want to see music tonight and preview all those songs, it's at the Mansion. It's your first headline show. Very exciting. We're going to go out with our favorite song, though. Here's Lines.
Eyes wide on your face, it echoes in your head. Here we go with riff one.
Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone? An unreeling in the seaming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run.
Clavar el clavo. ¿Qué estás mirando?
Hey, leave a message.
Hey, call me back when you get this, or when you've got a minute. We really need to talk. Wait, you know what? Maybe just forget it. 'Cause by the time you get this, your number might be blocked. Blah, blah, blah. You just want what you can't have. No way, I'll call the cops. If you don't stop, I'll call your dad. And I hate to do this to you.
Favorite only son.
so.
Okay, I mean, we are busy here in the studio. We're bustling.
I warned everybody when I was in here all sleepy at 8 a.m. I'm like, it's going to get crazy. And as the Indie Wake Up Call does, it is.
And we've got pretty much the whole band in here, right? Blunt Fuzz Llama, hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Morning to all of you. You've made it in here for 9:30 a.m.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
And I know you guys have done late nights recently as well.
Very true.
We saw you at the mansion just recently, didn't we, for the Muse Mini Desk. And can we just start with, like, talking about that opening when you guys came on? Because I loved it. It was so much fun. Can we tell people what you guys were doing?
Eleanor, go for it.
If there's one thing about me, it's I love the drama. So everybody went on, and there's like, a good 10 minutes of transferring to making sure everybody's equipment is set up and all their guitars work and everything, da-da-da. And I don't play any physical instruments in this, in that set at least. And so I was like, I don't really want to go up and stand for 10 minutes. I'd feel a little bit awkward. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to come on later. So I got my water. I was chatting with people, and then they all started. And then I just decided to walk on, we started that set with a pretty like loud rocking song that I feel like a lot of people knew. I think it's very funky, and people really liked it. I enjoyed it because it was fun, and it was a moment to, it kind of felt like a little bit of a pop star diva moment. And sure. I was like, I hope people don't hate me for this. But overall the response was pretty good, and I think people liked that energy. So
I was saying to Madison when you guys were doing your thing, the one thing that night was missing, I mean, there were great bands on at the Muse Mini Desk, you know, and you guys came on last. There's a little bit of pressure to like go out there and do something big to finish the night. I was saying to Madison, all we were missing was sunglasses indoors.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so for everybody listening, I came on with sunglasses. That's awesome. I'm happy you said that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great night. You guys, like, you have the stage presence and you come up with the funky song. So you're definitely, like, there to keep the energy going.
Thank you. It's
been a little while since we'd seen you. Like, the last time before this was, like, a whole summer ago, wasn't it?
Totally.
That's right. Our last show was March something at Alepalooza.
Alepalooza.
And we are excited to say that we will be performing in this year's Alepalooza. Threesa, the repeat of Alepalooza.
I think I would have rioted if you guys weren't doing Alepalooza this year.
Oh, that's saying something.
Oh, thank you.
That's so good. We love Alepalooza. Yeah. Like, I feel it's like the post-COVID baby that we're raising, and it just gets better and better. Mm-hmm. And yes, I love it's already set. Like, we know who's playing already.
So I think there's supposed to be 3 or 4 performers or bands. And we've been, I don't know if we're actually allowed to share this.
It's the Indie Wake Up Call. It's all good.
We've confirmed that we're going to play in it because there's a Battle of the Bands coming up October 25th, which is going to be a really fun event, which you should buy tickets to. Oh, we were just wondering if we should be part of that or not, but they said no because the competition is a spot. Like, if you win the competition, it's a spot at AL.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We hopefully will have a defined winner.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Where is this Battle of the Bands? Tell us about where it is.
This one's going to be hosted at the mansion in conjunction with the Health Science Society, which Andy is a part of. So I'm going to let him tell you more about that.
Yeah, it's like an event both by the Health Sciences Society and the Queen's Music Club. Mostly the Queen's Music Club got like the main logistics there. Probably like they're doing like auditions for bands like to be like part of the like the people going on October 25th. Those auditions are going to be happening like over this weekend, and whoever the Queen's Music Club judges likes the most, they'll put them on for Friday, and then yeah, everyone's going to go out to the show, and then they're going to vote. Like they did last year, because we had a similar event last year. They would vote like paper slips for who they think the best band was in that Friday. So, yeah, and I hopefully even get to Health Sciences Society, maybe get some like new merch for the band, make some custom merch for the band members that win.
I love that idea. That's great. I want that too. All right, let's try and make that.
But if there's a band that's going to come out in like white lab coats or something, I feel like it would be you.
Wow.
We always joke because the four of them are in health sciences and I'm very much not in health sciences.
Okay.
And it's like fully that's a not health a, sciences that's takeover.
Not
a,
what are you in? That doesn't say anything. Like I'm very much not in health sciences.
Oh, just I'm in English and film.
There we go.
I'm
let's, very let's much
not
that
in,
up. Come
I'm
on.
Not in health sciences, English which film. I'm not hating on English and film. But it's like there are four health science people in here and it's like a health science takeover of this band this year.
Well, but you guys are going to be at Illapalooza. And like I was saying, there's no reason for you guys not to have been there because last year you sort of kind of stole the show, right? Like you guys came on. I saw people come up to you afterwards just being total, total fans. You know, like it looked like you were definitely people's best new discovery of the night.
I mean, we were new, that's for sure.
That's very nice. Thank you. That's so kind. Thank you so much.
But there's a lot to be learned from the battle of the bands type of a show versus a show like what you're going to do this weekend. Because battle of the bands is like, you got to stack it with your friends and you got to think of maybe some theatrics and so on. But what are we going to see this weekend? Because this is more like, okay, this is us. What are we? Oh, I like all the fingers pointing. Let's go. Let's go. All right, let's get a good answer. What are we going to see? And what's your name?
Me, I'm Verdon.
Thank
I'm
you.
The new bassist after the
oh, we want to hear from you. Okay, we want to hear from you. And yeah, so this show, what are we going to see?
This show, you know, it's on Friday. Buy your tickets. It's a really long set this time. If any of the people listening were at our last show, it's like double the length almost. I think it's like there's some really really great songs in there. You know, we spend a lot of time like brainstorming like the set lists and like you know organizing cool transitions and stuff. So like I think people are really going to like this one. You know, it's a lot of, what would you say the theme of this set is?
We've added a lot of funk.
Yeah. Yeah.
On top of an existing amount of funk.
We've coined that term funkification of the band. We're kind of.
I like the new bass player really being the one speaking right now as we're talking about this. So give me some inspo. Give me some, like, what do you mean you're bringing more funk? Like, talk to me about that a little bit.
Like, you know, like the, you know, we're playing more like kind of funkier songs, you know, like. Kind of like get down a groove with it. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of like the direction we're kind of leading at the moment.
That's so good.
I think you're using cool. all of Cindy's favorite words.
Oh my God.
She is the Thundercat fan oh in the house.
Yeah, don't blame her.
Amazing. Yeah, I was like, I just woke up. This is great.
But what else is coming up for you guys? I mean, like other shows, other dates are happening too, right?
Right. So the biggest thing that we're looking forward to is a show at Stages on November 13th.
I'm so glad that is happening again.
Yeah, we're very excited to be a part of that. We're doing that with the Clay Pigeons. So as we get closer to the date, keep an eye out for tickets. But right now, tickets for the show on Friday, tomorrow, are in the link in our bio on Instagram at 1/4 Llama Band. So you can check that out.
Amazing. And are you guys like working on music, on originals? Like, is anything of that sort happening?
not as a band, though. I feel like all of us probably individually, everybody's doing their own thing. But as a band, I think we're, at the moment at least, really leaning into covers. Mm-hmm. I think those are like the most fun to play at a show, especially when you're a new band and nobody really knows your music. Covers are fun because people can sing along and it's always great to see like audience feedback at these kinds of shows. And it's fun for us to create, as Verdon was saying, like sort of transitions and like sometimes like mashups between songs, because I feel like really gets the audience immersed in it completely. And they're so excited when something comes on that they know. So we're really leaning into that for sure right now.
And exciting lineup for tonight as well. It's you guys. It's RevZ. For Friday, just not to confuse anyone. You're playing on Friday at the Mansion. It's going to be you guys, RevZ, and a band from Toronto, right?
Yeah, so Black Paint is a band from Toronto. They're coming up. They're going to be opening for the show. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited to have them because they are making quite the trip up.
Amazing. Well, we can't wait to see it. Very exciting stuff. Glad to hear there are going to be transitions and everything is all planned out. At the Mansion, Friday evening, 1/4 Llama. Guys, thanks for coming
Thanks for coming in. And just at inspo, like as we were talking and I was making noise here, I'm just putting some Rick James on my it's not inappropriate. It's not inappropriate at all for the morning. But anyway, we're going to get some people to feel some funk this morning. And 1/4 Llama, you're always welcome in here.
Thank you so much
for coming in.
Thank you
for having us. We'll be right back.
that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me the funk, that sweet, funky stuff. That stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me. Give me your stuff, that sweet, funky stuff.
Hey,
give it to me what you say. Give it to me what you say. Give it to me.
out from the shallow pit. Get any deeper, I can't get out of it. I get it, I can't look away. I said I get it, I get it, it just pulls me like.
Guys, we're live here. We got to keep going here. Fun day in the studio.
Busy day in the studio.
I love all the bands, the energy, and we have shows this weekend, everybody. Get your homework done now. Mm. Get all the assignments, get all the stuff done now.
Such a busy weekend. I mean, we just played some Misha and the Spanks. They're going to be headlining a show at the Broom Factory tonight. And do you know what's so special about tonight's show? We're going to be there.
You do, yes.
And
yes.
Not just us as like people enjoying the show, but us as the live sessions team. We're going to be going and recording a session there.
Go live sessions. Yay.
Yay.
Rue, like you push the boundaries so, like it's just you do it, you know, like I talk about all sorts of stuff. Like we should do this. And you're like, we're going.
Do first, ask later.
It's do first, ask later.
I like your confidence, Rue. I'm way too much of a goody goody.
Oh my God.
I don't have that confidence in anything else, but.
You are a do first, ask later. And this is the result. Okay, so what's the plan then? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to do what we normally do for sessions, but it's going to be on site. We're going to be, you know, like talking to the band. Of course, they're a very decorated band. They've been going for a long time. You know, they were recognized by CBC Searchlight last year. Lots of good stuff going on for them. We saw them at Spring Reverb as well. But the difference is going to be that this is going to be happening sort of, you know, at soundcheck at the Broom Factory. And then we're going to, instead of like having them play tracks for us in the studio, we're going to take their live tracks off the board. So you're going to get a taste of what kind of their sound is like. So, you know, you get to, you know, calm your FOMO because we're going to bring the music to you. And then if you like it, you know, you should probably go check out shows at the Broom Factory.
Well, you were really about this band for Spring Reverb. Like, I know you're like, I need to go see them.
We talked to them. Yes. We talked to them on Indie Wake Up.
And we were at their... there was one of the panels.
Well, yeah. Misha is doing a panel this evening as well.
Amazing.
She is going to be mentoring a few of the opening bands who are like, you know, young up and coming bands like Rogue Rising, including members of, you know, Petra's and a high school band called Switzerville.
What's Switzerville?
They are a high school band.
Where are they from? I want to know more. High school band?
Are they from Switzerville?
I don't know what that is.
Is that a real place?
Apparently, yeah.
I have so many questions about the high school.
They were at the high school battle of the bands that we saw. What was their name? I'm blanking on names on air. But we had, you know, bands who were at
the Napanee band.
Playing at the battle of the bands. And they were a part of that thing, all kind of friends, you know, because they've all kind of been in the same scene.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be those three bands. It's going to be a fun thing. And then, you know, Misha is going to be giving them sort of advice in a panel after their sound check, and then they're going to be talking to us, you know.
Wonderful.
Very exciting. After that live session stuff, obviously we're going to take the audio off the board, and you know, pretty soon you'll be able to experience what the Misha show was like if for some reason you're not able to make it out, or if you have to leave, you know. So we've got that. It's very exciting for us as well that we're able to go out to shows. It kind of expands what live sessions is able to do. So, you know, very excited for that.
Okay, good. So we've got two options for tonight, at least. Obviously, we can rattle a couple more. We can do both. You can.
Because like Rue.
Yeah, like Rue. Rue's going to do it. And then tomorrow night. And by the way, shout out to Jack from RevZed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He came and just... we were playing the records last night. The Isabelle is the Hip. We're going into the documentary. And I was like, Jack, just stay here. Like, because he's like, I heard the Hip. I'm like, just stay right here. And he's in all our pictures with the Hip. It's so good.
He's gonna
be playing tomorrow night. That's the show at the Mansion.
That's
with
right.
Danfoss Lama.
Right, and we were talking about RevZed and how I do love that band. Like
a singing drummer, you are pretty fond of that.
I love the singing drummer, and he's just got a lot of charisma. You have to be behind the drum kit and to be able to sing like that. So don't sleep on RevZed. They're a great band, and they're playing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at the Mansion. Tonight we've got Carnelian at the Mansion and Misha the Spanks at the Broom Factory where we will be. So come and say hi to us.
All right. And we're passing over to Madison now. Friends is coming up.
Sophia and I will tell you all about last night. And what's else is coming up. It's been a busy, busy week. Busy, busy day.
I want to go out with one song that's on our playlist. It's by a band called Old Black Era. And the reason I'm doing this is because I'm talking to them this week. They're coming on my show on Sunday night, Yellow Brick Road. And I think they're going to be one of the big kind of rock bands off the next.
Oh, you messaged me that.
Yes.
What made you say that?
Well, they're on the rise. They're very cool. They're like 16 and 19. And
if you were telling me about this, Rue. Okay, yeah.
And you wouldn't know it just by hearing their music because it sounds really mature and really good. So we're going to go out with a song of theirs that's kind of been stuck in everybody who's heard its heads. It's called My Drummer's Girlfriend. They've got a new song coming out literally today. All that stuff coming for you on Sunday.
All right, and good luck, Oasis people. May the odds be ever in your favor. Another Toronto show announced, so yeah, good luck with that. Anyway, we're out.
Sales tomorrow morning. Good luck.
Madison and Sophia coming up soon, but here's My Drummer's Girlfriend.
She's snorting cocaine every other weekend. She's partly insane, she's my drummer's girlfriend. My drummer's girlfriend. Ripping up leaves on a city park bench. She's never like me, but we've got the same friends. And I wasn't a fool to be nice then, 'cause she pretends I'm not, but I'm right there. She's glaring at me, but she's smiling at them. She's always backstage with a couple rock bands. She's always passed out with a couple blunt ends. She's not in cocaine every other weekend. She's partly insane, she's my drummer's girlfriend. Drummer's girlfriend. My drummer's girlfriend. Back to her place, I'm an unwanted guest. She's pouring up drinks, but she's pouring one less. Guess we're going out to a new place,
mama's girlfriend. Every other weekend, she's partly insane. She's my drummer's girlfriend.
One.